Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM. I'm Scott Jagow, joined right now by Margaret Brennan, the host of CBS's Face the Nation. Margaret, we are just days away from the inauguration, the switchover from Joe Biden to Donald Trump. What can you tell us as we head toward Monday?
As we head towards Monday here in the nation's capital, all the security arrangements are being made, barriers being put up, a surge of federal resources, because this is going to be a high threat environment inauguration once again. What we know in terms of the political transition is that the Biden administration is working furiously to get a number of things done in the remaining hours, including that massive ceasefire and hostage deal in the Middle East, but also actions against China. President Biden also issued more sort of forgiveness of those with criminal offenses, commuting sentences of nonviolent drug offenders. There's a flurry of activity there as the Trump team prepares for this massive celebration on Monday. And the promise of, quote, shock and awe with a flurry of executive orders that they are preparing. We don't have a complete full list of those yet, but we know some have to do with immigration, some may have to do with finances.
You also mentioned what's happening in the Middle East, the hostage deal potentially, the ceasefire. What is the latest on that from Washington?
Well, it wasn't until overnight that the Israeli government actually confirmed they were on board publicly with the deal that President Biden publicly announced 2 days ago now, and that President-elect Trump said he was on board with and actually sent his envoy to help complete. This is a tentative, tenuous deal, but it is a breakthrough to get to yes at all. What's in the deal is a promise that within 42 days of a cessation of violence in Gaza, a pause for that war, then some of the 33 hostages that have been agreed to in this deal would be released, starting with women, the elderly, and the injured. There are more hostages that remain in Gaza, but they would not be released until they get to phase two. And this means another 6 weeks of negotiations have to get going. So what was agreed to was this framework for what phase one, phase two, phase three can look like, but negotiations have to continue throughout. So this is a very sort of piece by piece, give a little, get a little kind of agreement. And we don't know yet from the Trump team who's actually going to be involved in those details. President Biden sent his top Mideast advisor, Brett McGurk, to the region for like a month. And the CIA director has been working on this for over a year. We don't know on the Trump team who's going to take over.
Who's coming on the program this weekend?
This weekend, we will have Lindsey Graham, the Republican senator from South Carolina, the Democratic senator from Virginia, Tim Kaine. Want to talk to them both about how quickly Trump's picks to run government agencies could be confirmed and on board at the Pentagon and at the State Department and other agencies. Mike Waltz, the national security advisor to the incoming Trump administration, will also be with us.
Margaret Brennan, host of CBS's Face the Nation. Thank you as always.
Thank you.